artists. It's Catherine Ziegler with the Acting for Your Life program, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 1. This is the first Motivational Monday of the season. Season 5, I absolutely cannot believe it. It seems like just yesterday we started the podcast, and we're going into the 11th season of the Acting for Your Life program. If you're not familiar with Acting for Your Life, we are an educational and motivational training program for artists around the world, and we help you find balance in life and career. As most of you know, being creative people, sometimes when life is going great, your careers aren't going so well, and when the career is just shooting to the moon, the life side of things isn't quite as balanced as it should be. So Acting for Your Life helps teach you the tools and show you different ways that you can help manage that balance in life and career so that you can have a more sustainable and a more successful future as an artist. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question, and I really want you to think about your answer. I want you to take time with it. And the beauty about listening to a podcast and studying with a podcast and an online program like what Acting for Your Life offers is you can pause it. You can pause me and you can really think about it. Or you can listen to this entire podcast and think about it and go back and re-listen. Because I really, really want you to focus on what your gut response is to this question. What are you doing to achieve the success you claim you want to achieve? I'm going to ask the question again. What are you doing to achieve the level of success you claim you want to achieve? How do you answer this question? Well, of course, you can sit down and you can write a list of, you know, a numbered list of all of the different things that you're doing. And if you sit down and you look at that list and you still have the question, why haven't I achieved the success that I'm looking to achieve in my life and career? Then you really have to boil it down and you have to go back to the very beginning. And as an artist, what this means is first you have to define what success looks like for you. I have so many artists that I've worked with, myself included, I've done this before, a lot of my friends that I've worked with, students, who say, I'm just not happy. I'm not achieving the things that I want to achieve. I'm not successful in my career. And so the question is, well, what are you doing to achieve success in the career? Well, I'm doing this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this. And by the time they write this list, they realize that they don't really know what success means to them. So that's what you have to do. You have to define what success looks like for you. Now, some folks who love acting and who are involved in acting might think success looks like being involved in community productions, independent films in their area, producing things on their own, getting a couple videos up on YouTube, having some fun with friends. Success for them might look like being involved in the arts somehow. And success for those folks might be finding more opportunities because that's their social circle. That's how they network. They volunteer their time as performers in order to create art in their communities and share that art with their friends who are also artists. That's fantastic. And everybody, at some point, when you begin to act and when you begin to create art, that's how it begins anyway. And that's wonderful. So if success looks like that to you, what are you doing to create more opportunities of success for yourself? So look at it like that. And if you write down that list, and the things that you're doing aren't serving what success looks like, if the things that you're doing aren't serving your definition of success, you might want to change things up a little bit. Likewise, if success looks like being paid for your art, if success looks like doing productions and being involved and performing on a more professional level and actually earning a living from doing that, what are you doing to put yourself in a position to be able to do that? And if you're taking a look at your list and you think this is a really quality list and you say, well, hey, I'm still not achieving what I want to achieve, whether you've been in the business for years or whether you're new to the business, well, I don't understand why it's not working, then take a look at that list again and figure out what on that list is not serving you well. A lot of artists, when they make this list, when they make their creative lists and they list the things that they're doing to find more sustainable opportunities, to be able to audition and gain what they think is success at any level for them, they're not being honest with themselves, truly honest about the work that they're putting in. I'll give you an example. I was working with a student in New York, and we were talking about that she had been auditioning for 6 months straight, and she hadn't received any offers, any contracts, no gigs. She was having to take on an extra part-time job in order to pay her bills, and she was really, really concerned. So I asked her to bring her calendar the very next week, and realized, the two of us realized as we were looking through her calendar, she wasn't actually going out on auditions. She was submitting herself to different agents and managers and some opportunities that were online. But in terms of actually booking appointments to go into an audition and to actually sit down and meet with someone and audition for them, she hadn't done that in about 4 months. And I said, well, why haven't you done that? Why? And she said, well, the opportunities aren't available. And I said, okay, well, let's take a look at the auditions that you have been submitting for and find out what those opportunities are. Because here I'm thinking, well, maybe some of those opportunities just didn't fit her type, or she wasn't submitting for the right things. And as we looked at what she had been auditioning for, there were options to be seen in person. There were options to have a live Skype audition with those people. But she was choosing just to submit her demo reel. She was missing out on a great opportunity to actually have live human contact one-on-one to audition. Anytime you can choose being seen live over just submitting, do that. Anytime you can choose to be seen and to have questions asked and for people to see you as a human being, not just an actor on a screen, not just a resume, not just a headshot, but actually have a conversation with someone, choose that. So here was this student who thought that she had been auditioning and had been really pushing herself to that next level and putting herself out there, and she was doing herself a great disservice because all she was basically doing was sending her information to these people and just sitting in an inbox somewhere when she could have had the opportunity to be having conversations with folks, and not to be cast for every opportunity for which she submitted, but to have the potential to network with these folks. They could see that she was a live human being, and her chances would have been greater to have been hired. So take a look at this list that you have in front of yourself, your list of things that you've done over the past 6 months to a year to propel yourself forward, and see if you're really being honest with yourself in terms of the things that you put on that list. If you have not been in a classroom, if you have not been in some sort of a group class or an online class in the last 3 to 6 months, you are doing yourself a great disservice. You constantly need to be educating yourself, and you constantly need to be in some sort of a class environment, whether it is a group class, a workshop, private lessons. You need to be studying with someone. And sometimes that means studying with someone on your actor's instrument and actually working on your craft of acting. Sometimes that means programs like Acting for Your Life, where you are studying how to build your life and career and to find the balance in that, and you're constantly working and networking with people in environments such as those. Sometimes that means going to college and getting involved in college courses, maybe even pursuing a degree. There's lots of different levels in which to educate yourself with other folks, but you need to start working with other people. I was one of those actors when I was in college, and as soon as I got out of college and started studying with Gregory Abels at the Gregory Abels Training Ensemble in New York City, I was one of those artists who I was educating myself. So on my list of what am I doing to get myself to the level of success I want to achieve, one of the things would have been I'm in class. I'm constantly in class. But when I was in class, I was so worried about the end result that I really didn't listen, and I really didn't soak in what I needed to soak in the moment. So I would not have been really honest with myself, especially the first month or so of studying with Greg, by saying I was educating myself, because I was shutting myself off to the opportunity. Yes, I had I'd been selected. I'd auditioned for him. I made it into the program, but I really wasn't a part of the program. I didn't put myself out there. As soon as, you know, class was over, I left class. I didn't spend time asking questions. I was too afraid to ask questions, and I wasted a good 2 months of my education with him because I didn't open myself up to the possibility of what all I could learn from that gentleman. if you are in class currently and you don't feel like you're achieving anything, if you don't feel like that you're being challenged or pushed, you might want to ask yourself if you need to change programs or if you need to sit down with your teacher. So think about this. These are just examples of, if you're taking a look at your list of these are the things that I've done to achieve what I want to achieve, make sure you're being really honest with yourself if these are opportunities that are going to propel yourself to the next level. And if they are you taking full advantage of those things? The next thing that you need to take a look at after you've taken a look at your list, you need to examine if you are living your life in the model of the starving artist mindset. Are you living your life in the model of the starving artist mindset? If your answer is, I have no idea, well, this is what the starving artist mindset really looks like. Are you bringing on suffering and stress and situations and making things harder on yourself than they actually need to be in order to find this success? This is a syndrome that artists have been fighting for centuries because we have been told by society that we have to suffer for our art form, that we have to be poor, that we don't know anything about finances, that our lives are going to be crap if we want success as performing artists. And I'm here today to tell you that you do not have to suffer in order to find the level of success that you were wanting to achieve. It's going to be tough in this business, but you absolutely do not have to suffer. So let's refer back to that list that you were talking about. If there is anything on that list that doesn't serve you well, you need to get rid of it immediately. You don't need to keep it on there because you feel like you have to have this big long list of things that you have to do and you have to inundate yourself and your schedule to the point where you're not getting any rest and you're working so much for free that it is a strain on your time, on your energy, on your pocketbook, and it's making it hard to find balance in your life and career, where your finances are concerned, where your relationships are concerned. If you're taking a look at that list and there's anything on that list that doesn't serve you, get rid of it immediately. You don't have to suffer through it in order to consider yourself an artist. What are some of those things on that list? Well, the first is probably pretty obvious because most of us, when we start off in the entertainment industry, even if we're just doing things for fun, we build our schedules in such a way where we are so bogged down with commitments and productions and lots of free work that we exhaust ourselves to the point of not being able to be creative anymore. And especially if you are doing this and it's something that you want to do for a living and you're not getting paid for it and you continue to work with companies that drain you financially, that exhaust you, that abuse your talents. There are so many companies out there who don't pay their actors, who are community-based, independent, who treat their talent as if they are bound to suffer, that it's your responsibility as an actor to have to suffer through terrible rehearsals and poor direction and being yelled at consistently. If you find that any of those things are on your list, get rid of those things immediately. Immediately. They don't serve you. Why are you doing it? Why are you involving yourself with companies and productions that constantly bring you nothing but stress? If it's because in your area that might be the only thing that's available, then you need to start looking outside of the area in which you live and work. You need to start finding more opportunities with artists who are professional and who conduct themselves in such a way that they respect all of the artists who are involved in the project. They respect the time. They respect your energy. They respect your pocketbook. Put yourself in a position where you are surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who feed your creativity, who feed you in your life and career. And if you're not getting that from those groups that you're participating with, cut it out of your schedule. There are graceful ways to do that and still maintain successful relationships with people in those organizations. You can just bow out gracefully and move on to find other opportunities. So take a look at the things on those lists. Take a look at the people on those lists. And if it's not serving what you feel is your ability to attain success at the level at which you want to be successful, get rid of those things off your list. Pull people into your circle. Cast your net wider. Be able to work with the people that you want to work with. in such a way that you will be fulfilled and that you will find success and sustainability, educating yourself in a way that will help you find success and sustainability. You have it within you. You have the power to do this. You have the power to achieve whatever it is you have set out to achieve. The most important thing you need to remember is that it's what you're doing to create success in your life, not what other folks are doing. Don't be jealous of those other people who are achieving. Find out what they're doing to achieve that success and set up a model that works for you that looks something like that. Because if those folks are achieving success, who are you to look down on that? Who are you to be jealous of that? Don't be jealous. Find out what they're doing and learn how to achieve that success for yourself if that's what you want. Look for folks in your life, bring them into your circle that fulfill you. Look for opportunities that fulfill you. Look for things on that list that you've created that are bringing you success, that are making you feel whole. And if you have a list that has nothing on it that's serving you well, start a new list and start it today. Don't start it next week. Don't start it next Sunday. Don't start it the Tuesday after your 40th birthday. Start it today. Because you have it within your power to achieve and define success and balance in life and career. And only you can do that for you. But I know you can do it. I've been there. I've been there. I've done that. I've been at the lowest point of my entire life and had to build myself up brick by brick in order to find the success in life and career that I was looking to achieve. And I learned that the things that were on my list did not serve me well. The people that were in my circle did not serve me well. I had to build a new circle. I had to create a new list. And that just means you're going to grow and you're going to achieve. So, you want success in life and career? What are you doing in order to create that success for yourself? Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Season 5, Episode 1 of the Acting for Your Life podcast here on this Motivational Monday. If you'd like more information about the Acting for Your Life program, go to our website, actingforyourlife.com. That's acting, the number 4, yourlife.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Acting for Your Life and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Acting for Your Life. That's acting, the number 4, your life. Go to the website, check out the courses that we're offering. I know that you will find lots of different classes that will suit your needs, and know that registration is ongoing, so you can join the classes at any time. If you're not able to make the live streaming dates, we have an archive, so once you figure out what plan works for you and you're ready to start training, you can go to our archive and train that way. This program also offers you access to our live workshop series. This is how Acting for Your Life got started, was with our live workshops. Of course, it gives you unlimited access to the Acting for Your Life podcast here, and then access to our YouTube channel. We have a new YouTube channel called AFYLTV and several new programs on AFYLTV that you can subscribe and you can learn more about how to find balance in your life and career. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Please share this podcast with anyone you think might need to hear the message of Acting for Your Life. Really proud of the work that you're doing. Make sure you reach out if you have any questions at any time. Now go out there and break some legs.